Hallelujah, 感谢神的恩典。
Hallelujah, thanks to the grace of God.
我们今天要查考圣洁以挪神田。
This evening, we would like to study God took Enoch away.
我们基督徒最大的盼望就是希望圣洁我们到天上与他同住。
The greatest hope of all Christians is to be taken by God to heaven and be with Him forever.
因为那里不但没有苦难，而且是好的无比。
In heaven, there are no sorrows and tribulations, and it is better by far.
在那里没有病痛，没有死亡。
There is no sickness or death in heaven.
享受永远的福气。
And there we will enjoy eternal blessing.
在创世纪那里记载，有一个以挪，他没有见死就被神接到天上去了。
Genesis records a character by the name of Enoch who was taken by God before he died.
我想我们弟兄姊妹，尤其是年纪大的，那是最盼望不要见死就变化升天是最好了。
He was taken without going through death, and it is the wish of everyone here to not go through death.
根据圣经的历史，有三个人被接升天。
According to the records of the Bible, three people have been taken by God without going through death.
第一个就叫做以挪。
The first person is Enoch.
第二个是以利亚先知。
The second is the prophet Elijah.
第三位就是主耶稣。
And the third is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们按照这个时间的顺序，这个以挪算是第一位。
So chronologically speaking, Enoch is the first.
第一位以挪，他是亚当的第七子孙。
Enoch is the seventh, is of the seventh generation of Adam.
我们都知道亚当是我们人类最早的一个始祖。
As we all know, Adam is the first progenitor of humanity.
他第七代有个神叫做以挪。
And in the seventh generation, there was a person by the name of Enoch.
这个人性情很好。
Enoch was a man of great faith.
能够与神同行，得到神的喜悦。
He walked with God, and he found God found favor.
神就
favor in God.
让他变化升天。
And God took him away.
第二位是以利亚先知。
The second person is the prophet Elijah.
以利亚先知我们都比较熟悉。
We're all familiar with this prophet.
他为了挽回以色列人的信仰。
In order to restore the faith of the Israelites, Elijah went through much suffering. And he also risked his life. We also all need to learn from the spirit of Elijah. The third person is Jesus Christ.
自己谦卑，存心顺服。
The greatest virtue of the Lord Jesus is that he was humble in heart and submitted himself to God.
顺服到一直于死，而且死在十字架上。
Even to the point of death, death on the cross.
所以圣经讲的身为至高。
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest.
赐给他呢，称呼万民之上的名。
And gave him the name that is above every name.
我们今天是主要是查考以挪。
This evening, we would like to concentrate on just Enoch.
以挪能够被圣洁升天的主要的原因就是与神同行，得到神的喜悦。
The main reason that Enoch was translated was that he walked with God and he pleased God.
我们看希伯来书11章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书11章。
Hebrews chapter 11,
第五节,
verse 5.
以挪因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以前，已经得了神喜悦的名证。这里说，以挪因着信，他就被接升天。
By faith, Enoch was taken from this life.
可见的有信心的人才能够信主，信神喜悦的事情。
So So we learn that only people with faith can do things that please God.
这信心是基本的要件。
Faith is a basic requirement.
以诺与神通信很长一段时间。
Enoch walked with God for a long time.
不是说今天通信，明天就不通信了。
He did not give up halfway.
他是天天通信。
He walked with God every day.
我们看创世纪。
Please turn to Genesis.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。 第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
请看创世纪第五章。
Chapter 5 of Genesis.
四八节。
Verse 18.
亚雷活到162岁，生了以挪。这个以挪的爸爸叫做亚雷。
Enoch's father was called Jared.
我们跳过来看21节。
Verse 21.
以挪活到65岁，生了马图萨拉。 22节。
Verse 22.
以挪生马图萨拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。 23节。
23.
以挪共活了365岁。 24节。
24.
以挪与神同行，神将他取去。 他就不再死了。 他与神同行300年。
Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
就是前一段时间可能他对神的认识还不太清楚。
In the beginning, he probably did not have a clear understanding of God.
是65岁, 他就开始与神同行一直到, 被接升天。
It was until the age of 65 that he began to walk with God until the day he was taken.
我们的信仰最好是能够一直在长进，不要走下坡。
Ideally, our faith should keep going upwards instead of backsliding.
如果他的前三百年是与神同行，后边65年没有与神同行，这个就不好。
Had Enoch walked with God for the first 300 years of his life and given up his walk, in his last 65 years, then it would have been a sad story.
所以以前我们过去了就不管它了，我们要从今以后，我们的信心要一直的进步。
We should forget what is behind us and look forward and begin to march, go upward in our faith.
要与以挪一样。
We must learn from Enoch.
因为怎么叫做？ 他怎么样才能与神同行呢？他就是有，能够第一个条件就是要与神同行。
How did Enoch walk with God? The first thing he did was that he had the same mind or heart with God.
圣经上说，两个人如果不同行，就没法同行。
The Bible tells us, how can two people walk together unless they first agree to do so?
我们看阿摩斯书第3章。
Please turn to Amos chapter 3.
这个在旧约1074年。
Amos chapter 3.
阿摩斯书第3章3节。
Amos chapter 3 verse 3.
二人若不同行，岂能同行呢？二人不同行。 就算同行也是很短时间的，终究会分开。
If two people do not agree to walk together, even if they try to force it, they will eventually go their separate ways.
所以我们要想与神同行，就要与神同行。
Therefore, in order to walk with God, we must agree with God.
因此我们必须要了解神的心。
To do that, we need to understand the heart of God.
我们参考腓立比书第2章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第2章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第5节。
Verse 5.
你们当以基督的心为心。 第6节。
Verse 6.
他本有神的形象。 不以自己与神同等为强夺的 第7节
Verse 7
反倒虚己取了奴仆的形象成为人的样式 第8节
Verse 8
借人的样子 就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。第九节
，verse nine。
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。第四节
，verse ten。
叫一切在天上的、地上的、和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝。十一节
，eleven。
无不叩称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。啊，这告诉我们，基督徒，我们大家都应该以基督的心为心。
This passage reminds all the Christians to have the same attitude of Christ.
基督他有什么心呢？他啊不骄傲，他本来就是神啊，道成肉身。他，但是他道成肉身为人以后，他就去了人的样式。
Christ's attitude was one of humility. He was God, yet he took the form of a human being.
啊，因为人是非常卑微的，非常软弱的。
Human beings are weak and lowly.
啊，他既然为人，所以他就自己卑微，感觉到自己很微小。
And being found in human likeness, lowered himself.
感觉到自己很微小，才能够顺服啊伟大的天父。
Because he had first humbled himself, he was able to submit to the Heavenly Father.
也就是说，不管什么事都要完全照天父的意思。
And he did everything according to the will of the Father.
啊，甚至于啊，牺牲再大，痛苦再大，也是要忍受。
Despite how great or painful the sufferings may be, he endured them.
啊，可以说他顺服的啊表现是在十字架上是最痛苦的，他也啊愿意顺服。
He was obedient even unto death, and even death on the cross.
啊，因此神就把他升为至高。
So God exalted him to the highest.
啊，我们要想啊，神接我们升天，我们也应该要啊存谦卑的心。
If we wish that God would take us to heaven, we also need to be as humble.
啊，我们要顺服神的话。
We need to submit to the word of God.
啊，因此我们必须要多看圣经。
That is why we must read the Bible often.
啊，我们看圣经看得少，就不知道如何顺服神的话。
If we don't read the Bible often, we do not know how to submit to God's word.
那顺，我们要与神同行。啊，就是要多祷告。
Secondly, in order to to walk with God, we must pray often.
啊，就要被圣灵充满。
We must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，圣灵充满，我们才会变成一个属灵的人。
Being filled with the Spirit, we will be spiritual beings.
啊，属灵的人才能够有基督的心。
And only the spiritual man has the mind of Christ.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Please turn to First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章
First Corinthians chapter 2
第二章第九节
Verse 9
如经上说的身为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听见人心也未曾想到的世界
Verse 10
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了因为圣灵神透万事就是神深奥的事他也神透了啊有了圣灵能够神通万事就是神的事在深奥也能够神透
The Spirit searches all things even the deep things of God
但是这不是说我们会降灵验啊就算是啊能够啊看透万事
Just because we can pray in tongue doesn't mean that we can search all things
啊讲灵验是起码的受圣灵啊，我们要被圣灵充满。
Speaking of tongues is basic sign of receiving the Holy Spirit, but we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
才能成为一个属灵的人。
Only then can we be called spiritual men.
也就是说，我们要这个心，这个人完全归属于神，归属于圣灵，才叫属灵的人。
In order to be called a spiritual man, our heart should become one with Christ.
才能啊，我们的心才能够看透万事。
Only then can our hearts and mind discern and search all things.
啊，我们看十四节。
Verse 14.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。十五节。
15.
属灵的人能看透万事，却没有一人能看透了他。十六节。
16。
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心呢。啊，属灵的人他就啊基督的心。
The spiritual man has the mind of Christ。
啊，所以啊，我们不但要多看圣经，还要多祷告，就是灵充满。
We must not only read the Bible often, we must pray often to be filled with the Spirit.
啊，我们才会有基督的心。
Then we will have the mind of Christ.
有了基督的心，才能够获得同心，与他同行。
With the mind of Christ, we may agree with Christ and walk with Christ.
获得同心，获得同行，才成为义人。
Only when we agree with and walk with God, can we be called righteous.
才能够在神的面前蒙恩被洁净。
Only then can we find favor in God and in the eyes of God and be taken.
我们参考创世纪第六章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
挪亚的后代记得下面，挪亚是个义人，在当时的时代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。啊，这里说挪亚是个义人，他怎么能够成为义人？因为他是与神同行。
Noah was a righteous man because he walked with God.
啊，因此以挪啊，他与神同行，也是义人，所以才被接升天。
By the same token, Enoch was righteous because he walked with God, and therefore he was taken.
啊，这里第八节说，唯有挪亚在耶和华的眼前蒙恩。
In verse 8 of chapter 6, it tells us that Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
啊，当时的时代啊，因为被洪水就灭掉了，只有挪亚一家八口得救。
The generation of Noah's time was destroyed by the great flood, and only Noah's house of eight were saved.
啊，因此我们啊与神同行同行啊，我们就可以得到神的喜欢。
So by having the heart of God and walking with God, we will find favor in the eyes of God.
啊，神向我要求的啊，很简单，只有几件事情。
God only requires of us few simple things.
我们看弥迦书第六章。
Let us turn to Micah chapter 6.
啊，弥迦是在旧约1091年。弥迦书。
The book of Micah.
弥迦书第六章第八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
世人呐，耶和华已指示你们何为善，他向你们所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。这神向我们啊要的，这里有三件事情。第一就是行公义。
The Lord requires of us three things. First, to act justly.
第二就是好怜悯。
Second, to love mercy.
啊，第三就是存谦卑的心与神同行。
Third, to walk humbly with God.
啊，所以啊，要谦卑才能够顺服，才能与神同行。
Only if we're humble can we walk with God and submit to Him.
啊，这个我已经讲过了，前面两项稍微解释一下。
We've already talked about walking humbly with God. We'd like to talk about the first two requirements.
啊，要行公义。什么叫公义？就是要行道理。
Act justly. What does it mean to act justly? It means we need to practice the word of God.
啊，就是要照神的话去行，就是行公义。
We must walk in God's ways, and that is called acting justly.
啊，要好怜悯。啊，就是要知道怜悯别人。
We must love mercy. In other words, we need to be compassionate towards others.
啊，好，所以啊，我们看到别人这个有什么软弱，我们就要为他祷告。
When we see the weaknesses of people, we must pray for them.
我们啊，看到世人都没有信耶稣，将来要受刑罚，我们应该为他祷告。
When we see that the people of the world do not believe in Christ and that they will be punished in the future, we must pray for them.
啊，要求神赦免啊，所有的人，要求神怜悯 让他能够明白道理归向神。
We need to ask the Lord to forgive them and have mercy on them so that they may come to an understanding of the truth.
那在以西结书那里也有个简单的解释，什么叫做公义。
And we can find a simple definition also in the book of Ezekiel.
我们也可以参考一下。
Let's look at that.
我们先看以西结书十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 18.
以西结书十八章第五节
Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 5
十八章第五节
Chapter 18 of Ezekiel verse 5
人若是公义且行正直与合理的事第六节
Verse 6
于曾在山上是个祭偶像之物于曾仰望以色列家的偶像于曾玷污邻舍的妻于曾在妇人的经期内亲近他第七节
7.
于曾亏负人乃将欠债之人的当头还给他于曾抢夺人的物件却将食物给饥饿的人吃将衣服给吃剩的人穿第八节
8.
于曾向借钱的人借钱的弟兄取利也于曾向借粮的弟兄夺要所受不着罪孽在两人之间按自理判断第九节
Verse 9
遵行我的律例谨守我的典章按诚实行事这人是公义的必定存活这是主耶和华说的就是按照神的主要是要按照神的道理去行
Basically we need to do according to God's word
前面几节虽然将举了一些例子但是圣经上都有的我们只要多看圣经就知道了
All the examples mentioned in verse, this verse are found throughout the Bible so if we are familiar with the Bible we will understand them
一摩他能够与神同行能生喜悦他主要的是有信心
Enoch walked with God and found favor in the eyes of God basically because of his faith
我们要多做礼拜还有又多看圣经多祷告该奉献要奉献该做工要做工这个是就能够培养我们的信心
We must attend church services regularly read the Bible pray often make offerings to God and do holy work then this shows our faith
我们再倒回来看希伯来书
Please turn to Hebrews
十一章
Chapter 11
希伯来书十一章第五节
Chapter 11 of Hebrews verse 5
以挪因着信被截去不至于见死人也找不着他因为神已经把他截去了只是他被截去以前已经得了神喜悦他的名证第六节
verse 6
人是有信就不能得神的喜悦因为到神面前来的人必须信有神且信他赏赐那寻求他的人我们最起码的信一定要确信的确有神
To have faith means first to believe in the existence of God
信心的第一个要件就是说相信确实有神就好像我们家里确实我们每个人确实有自己的父亲
The first requirement of faith is that we believe that God exists, just as we all believe that we have a father.
还要相信他要赏赐那个寻求他的人。
We must also believe that God rewards those who earnestly seek him.
什么叫做寻求？寻求就是祷告。
What does it mean to seek God? To seek God means to pray.
耶稣的话一定要相信。
We must believe in the word of the Lord Jesus.
我们看马太福音第七章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第七章第七节。
Verse 7.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。第八节。
Verse 8.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见。叩门呢就给他开门寻找就是祈求叩门也是祈求
Both to seek and to knock refer to prayer.
啊，就是说我们
or ask.
啊，祷告什么一定要相信，可以得着。
When we pray, we must believe that what we ask for will be granted.
啊，马太、马可都有讲。啊，你们不论求什么事，只要相信是得着的，一定会得着。
Both Matthew and Mark tell us that when we pray, whatever we ask, believe that we have already received it and we will receive it.
啊，有信心的人他一定很喜欢祷告。
A person with faith would be a person who loves to pray.
因为他知道祷告能够得到神的喜欢。
For he understands that prayer pleases God.
啊，我们看约伯记。
Let us read Job.
约伯记三十三章。
Job 33。
约伯记三十三章
Job 33
三十三章二十六节
Verse 26
三十三章二十六节
Chapter 33 verse 26
他祷告神神就喜悦他使他欢呼朝见神的面神又看他为义就是说他祷告神神就喜悦他神还看他为义
He prays to God and finds favor with him, and God restores his righteousness. So that he will be taken with shouts of joy to see God's face. A person with faith is a person of prayer, and when he prays, he is filled with the Spirit.
啊，不管求什么，神就给他成就。
And whatever he asks, God will give him.
我们看约翰福音第十五章。
Let's read John 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John 15,
第七节。
Verse 7.
约翰福音十五章第七节。
John chapter 15, verse 7.
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就啊所以说啊凡是心里我们心里所愿意的祈求就会给我们成就
Ask whatever you wish and it will be given you
啊当然我们啊要祈求第一要祈求我们认识神啊我们明白他的旨意
The first thing we should ask for in our prayer is to understand the will of God
啊我们能够明白神的旨意我们知道神的旨意一定是很美好的我们就乐意照着神的旨意去行
Knowing God's way is always the best way we will be glad to practice or walk in God's way
啊，所以我们就会求神帮助我们因为我们太软弱了没有办法遵循神的旨意啊，求神帮助他就会帮助啊，因为我们心里愿意啊，他就会帮助
And knowing that we are too weak to practice the word on our own, we will ask for the help of God and he will help us.
啊，这样由于神的帮助我们虽然弱我们也能够行完神的旨意。
With help from God, despite our weaknesses, we will still complete or follow the will of God.
啊，能够行啊，遵行神的旨意就是与神同行。
And to do God's will is to walk with God.
啊，就是他有信心他就怕啊神不喜欢啊而且也怕将来的审判所以他就不会随波逐流
A person with faith would be afraid to displease God in the coming judgment of God and therefore he will not be drifted away
啊，我们看犹大书是在启示录的前面
Let's turn to the book of Jude the book before Revelation
犹大书的十四节
Jude verse 14
犹大书十四节
Jude verse 14
亚当的七子孙以挪曾预言这些人说看那主带着他千万的圣者降临十五节
15
要在众人身上行审判正是那一切不敬虔的人所妄行的一切不敬虔的事又正是不敬虔之罪人所说的钉状他的刚愎话十六节
16
这些人是私下议论常发怨言随从自己的情欲而行口中说夸大的话为得便宜谄媚人因为当时的事啊人都是这样行啊
These were the common practices of the people of Enoch's time, but Enoch, out of his fear for God, did not follow their pattern. He must have been criticized and attacked by his fellow people. Nevertheless, he persisted in the practice of God's will. He would rather displease men, he would never displease God. And this is the virtue and the merit of Enoch. We'll talk about how what we must do in order to be taken. When the Lord Jesus appears, when the trumpet sounds, we will all be transformed and taken to heaven. What does it take for us to be transformed? First, our hearts must transform. We cannot wait until Jesus comes before we transform. We must transform now. Please turn to Romans
4章.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
Verse 2. We
must put our hearts and minds in the Word of God. Then we will no longer be conformed to the pattern of the world. This teaching encompasses many aspects. We must think about them thoroughly and begin to change and transform our hearts. Our hearts must be transformed so that they are not the same as those of the people of the world. While the worldly people do not understand God's will, we must understand as well. We must transform to the point where we can test and approve what God's will is. We must be able to understand what pleases God and what doesn't. In other words, we must have the mind of Christ. Secondly, we must also have the determination to suffer. Please turn to
1 Peter 4:1.
He who has suffered in his body is done with sin. In other words, he will not sin anymore.
为什么不会去犯罪? 这里说, 直冲圣的旨意, 不再冲人的情欲,
it is because that he does not follow the evil human desires but the will of God.
直冲圣的旨意就是与圣同行。
To live for the will of God means to walk with God.
这样是一定要受苦。
To do that, we must suffer.
我们看提摩太后书。
Please turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
不但如此, 算离子在基督耶稣里正天度日的也要受逼迫啊，要离子在主耶稣里头正天度日的一定会受逼迫的。
In verse 12 of chapter 3, we're told that everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
啊，我们可以参考古时候的先知。
We can learn from the prophets of old.
啊，没有受过逼迫的太少了。
Very few of them never went through tribulations and suffering.
啊，这先知们常常被别人骂。
The prophets were always rebuked and criticized.
啊，像亚哈王就骂以利亚先知啊。以色列遭灾就是你。
Ahaz, for example, rebuked the prophet Elijah and said, "You are the one who caused the problems in Israel."
啊，也就是你是个大罪人啊，因为你所以天不降雨。
He incriminated Elijah for causing the famine for 3.5 years.
啊，有的先知被别人骂是叛国罪。
Some prophets were slandered as traitors.
啊。有的骂他是啊神经病。
Some were mocked as insane.
没可以说没有一个先知不被你骂的。
Almost every prophet came under the attack of others.
我们常常说啊，任劳容易，任怨最难。
Sometimes it's easy to go through hardships, but it's more difficult to go through slanders and attacks.
但是我们明白道理以后啊，我们就可以。
However, if we understand the truth, we will be able to endure them.
啊，因为啊，这我们被人骂是有福气的。
When we are being persecuted and slandered, we are blessed.
啊，只要不是为了我们作恶而被人骂，我们为了说道理被骂是欢喜的。
As long as we are not punished and criticized for our wrongdoings, we will, this will please God.
我们看马太福音第五章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5.
十一节。
Verse 11.
第五章十一节。
Chapter 5 verse 11.
人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造个人坏话，毁谤你们，你们就有福了。十二节。
12.
应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们，啊，这里说啊，以前的先知都是被人家骂过的。
All the prophets before us were persecuted and slandered.
啊，你们要想得大的福气啊，要想主耶稣来的时候变化啊，升天。也要被骂。
If we wish to receive great reward in heaven, and if we wish to be transformed when Jesus comes, we have to go through the same persecution.
就是我们是因为主耶稣要照主耶稣话去行啊，别人误会我骂我们，不是我们啊自己啊做什么恶。
That means we are slandered not because of any wrongs we have done, but simply for the sake of doing the will of Christ.
啊，如果不了解这个道理啊，我们啊被骂一定会灰心。
Without such understanding, we would easily lose heart when we are being slandered.
啊，知道这个道理以后，这里说你们应当欢喜快乐。
But knowing what this passage tells us, we will rejoice.
啊，这一点的第三点就是我们要多祷告。
The third point is that we must pray always.
啊，多祷告一方面可以明白神的旨意，也可以啊遵循神的旨意。
By praying often, we will understand God's will and practice it.
啊，一方面也比较不怕苦。
And we will also endure suffering.
啊，我记得在台湾在我们在桃园教会的时候。
When I was in the Taoyuan Church in Taiwan.
啊，那里一个黄弟兄很会煮菜。
There was a brother, Brother Huang, who was a very good chef.
啊，有一天上午他买菜回来。
One morning he came back from the grocery store.
啊，他就在叫我。
He called me.
啊，他说你有没有吃过这个菜
？Have you ever eaten this dish?
啊，我看看这个情形是什么菜啊。
I saw that there was some kind of green vegetable.
啊，我说这个菜我好像没吃过。
I said no, I haven't.
啊。他说：“这个就是以色列人出埃及的时候，在旷野吃那个苦菜。”
He told me this is the same herb that the Israelites ate when they left Egypt. Because it's very bitter, it's called the bitter herb.
我说,你喜欢吃苦菜啊?
I asked him, you like bitter vegetables?
他说你不要怕。
He said, don't worry.
他说我煮的苦菜不苦。
The bitter herbs I cook are not bitter.
我说,那你有什么秘方啊?
I asked him, what's your secret?
他说你多放点油就不苦了。
He said, just put in a lot of oil and the vegetable will not be bitter.
我说这个很好啊,这个还有属灵的教训呢。
And I thought that was an excellent spiritual teaching for me.
所以我们当受苦的时候，你多祷告，圣灵充满以后，心里就比较好多了，不会那么痛苦了。
When you're suffering, and if you pray a lot in your suffering, you'll be filled with the oil of the Spirit.
这个我有经验的，我在受苦的时候，过一天像过一年一样，痛苦的不得了。
It will not be as painful. I have had the experience when I was being persecuted, a day was like a year.
实在忍不受不了的时候，我就找一个空旷的在这祷告。
When the persecution began, was going to crush me, I went, found a place to pray, and I even had spiritual dances and sang spiritual songs. And when I sang spiritual songs and danced in the spirit, all my worries and problems were gone.
雅各书上说,
therefore, James tells us those who are suffering should pray.
多祷告,
if you pray often with the fullness of the Holy Spirit, it will not be as painful.
这个一挪与神同行啊,
Enoch walked with God. In the same fashion, we must carry our cross and follow the Lord.
背架跟着我们知道，我们可以找很粗的棍子，找两根，背背看看。
To understand what it's like to take up a cross, just try carrying two pieces of lumber.
也就是要跟主耶稣受苦受难了。This
is to tell us that we must suffer with Christ.
我们看马太福音的应许，主耶稣的应许。Let's
read the promises of the Lord in Matthew.
我们看16章, Matthew 16章.
Matthew chapter 16.
Matthew 16章.
Matthew 16.
24节.
Verse 24.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。25节。25. 因为凡要救自己生命的，必伤掉生命；凡为我伤掉生命的，必要得着生命。 我们跳过来看，跳过来看，27节。Verse 27。人子要在他父的荣耀里同着众世代降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。28节。28。我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，好，我们就念到这里好了。这里说，他要照着个人的行为报应个人。
God will reward each person according to what he has done.
我们要得着，我们要为主耶稣舍掉生命，就会得着生命。If
we lay down our lives for Christ, we will take it up from Christ. We will receive life from Christ.
我们可以跳过来看马太福音的19章。Let's
skip to Matthew 19.
19章的28节。Verse
28.
耶稣说，我实实在告诉你们，你们这些跟从我的人，到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上，审判以色列十二个支派，跟从主耶稣就是背架跟主，也就是说与主耶稣同行。To
take up our cross and follow Christ means we walk with Christ.
那个时候就要审判世界。
And in the renewal of all things, we will judge the world.
世界上有大灾难，地上的人都在那要接受审判。
While there will be tribulation in the world, we will sit on the throne.
耶稣一同审判世界。
And those who have suffered with Christ and took up the cross and followed Christ will judge with Christ.
我们现在为主耶稣受苦是有价值的。
So it is worthwhile for us to suffer with Christ now.
所以我们要 有决心要与神同行。
Let us arm ourselves with the attitude of suffering.
啊，将来就会像以诺啊、以利亚还有主耶稣一样。
And let us walk with God, and in the future we will be just like Enoch, Elijah, and Jesus.
肉体不要经过死就可以变化升天。
We will be transformed and taken away to heaven without experiencing death.
啊，可能就在我们这一代会实现。
And this may be realized in our generation.
啊，现在我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
210